It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, this morning I thought we'd focus predominantly on the Bendigo Festival of Australian Film, which is coming up from the 19th to the 21st of this month, because the last time you had it was a huge success, and looking at some of the movies that we've got lined up as well, it's going to be so again this year.
Yeah, we're very excited about this initiative, and this is the second year of this annual event. And tickets are selling already, and we're super happy with the program. And it kicks off with a really interesting event. We again have John Ruane, the director of films such as Death in Brunswick. And this year he's introducing his film Dead Letter Office, starring Miranda Otto. And that will be the opener for the festival on the Friday night, among a good number of other films.
So how does that work? Somebody will sit down and interview him, and is there an opportunity for people in the audience to ask questions as well?
Yeah, so basically the format's going to be that I'll introduce him and have a chat with him before the film. It's always great to be able to get the director's insight, and you know, there's lots of great anecdotes around the production and that sort of thing. And then people at the end of the film, should they choose to, can meet him personally. So he'll be there to watch the film as well. And people can approach him after the film if they want to ask him questions.
Actually, looking at the list of the films, Martin, it looks like you need a pass to see them all. They all look crackers.
Yeah, look, the interesting thing about this festival is last year it was new and people are still getting used to the idea. But we did introduce the film pass idea for this year's festival because, it's all part of that festival atmosphere. So we've had lots of people buying the passes and booking multiple films. So, five, six, seven films. They're doing it for the long haul, and we're really happy with the response to their choices because clearly they have wide appeal, and people of all age groups are sort of booking multiples, not just one film. So we're really excited about the potential for this year and for future years.
It makes a big difference to seeing a movie that you know on the big screen, though, doesn't it? It makes it all worthwhile.
Well, that's one of our taglines, is that there's nothing like the big screen, because, a lot of these films, and by the way, one of the remits of this festival and its original idea is that, first of all, that it's the only festival of Australian film in the world, believe it or not, so it's great that Bendigo has ownership of that, but also that part of the idea behind it is to pull out films from the archives that people either have seen and forgotten, or completely pass them by. So it's largely about finding those hidden gems, and we like to focus as much as possible on award winners as well. So hopefully we're hitting the mark, and the response so far seems like we are.
Yeah, well, we've got you mentioned Dead Letter Office, Kangaroo, The Last Wave. I think that was from an era where just some of the Australian movies were just extraordinary. I mean, I know the whole Australian movie scene is still very good, but The Last Wave, just brilliant, and Baby Teeth. So there's a tremendous amount of variation there, but also some great classic movies.
Yeah, look, another thing that we'd like to do is try and get a good balance of era, genre, male-female director, that sort of thing. So we'd like to tick as many boxes as we can with the limited number of choices that we make over the long weekend. And we think we've nailed it this year, that will be our plan for future years. So that's basically what the festival is about. And also, to top the occasion, we are opening a festival hub upstairs within the building. And it will be a rare opportunity to experience the grand council chambers of the former borough of Eaglehawk. And that's a place where you can grab a drink and a snack and chill out between films or before or after films. And, talk to your friends and your family and whoever else is with you. And, if for no other reason, a great opportunity to see a space that's normally closed to the public.
Yep, sure. All the details online, obviously. And also, I must say, tickets too, like adults, $17. Festival pass to all films, $70. I mean, it's very, very good value as well. So wish you very well with that. Before you leave us, I mean, I know there's been a lot of movies rescheduled because of the lockdown there last month, etc. So what are just some of the array of movies that you've got going there at the minute?
Yeah, so back by popular demand is The Dry, because that pretty much came close to selling out every session we had in the last couple of months. So tons of sessions of that in March. We've also got High Ground, which is doing really well, another Australian film. Promising Young Woman and Wild Mountain Time. These are ones that are being encored because of COVID and also because they were so popular last month.
Terrific. Hey, Martin, always good to chat. Really excited about the festival, and thank you so much. And we'll talk to you again next week.
I look forward to that. Thanks, guys. Cheers.